"It is certainly a great privilege to hear you talk," answered little Hans, sitting down and wiping his forehead. "A very great privilege. But I'm afraid I shall never have such beautiful ideas as you have." "Oh, they will come to you," said the miller, "but you must take more pains. At present you have only the practice of friendship. Some day you will have the theory also." "Do you really think I shall?" asked little Hans. "I have no doubt of it," answered the miller. "But now that you've mended the roof, you'd better go home and rest, for I want you to drive my sheep to the mountain tomorrow." Poor little Hans was afraid to say anything to this, and early the next morning the miller brought his sheep round to the cottage, and Hans started off with them to the mountain. It took him the whole day to get there and back, and when he returned he was so tired that he went off to sleep in his chair, and did not wake up till it was broad daylight. "What a delightful time I shall have in my garden," he said, and he went to work at once.